Welcome to Civility 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm super excited to bring you this platform every single week. It's your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your man, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I am joined by my good friend, my host, the world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Professor V, I'm good, and it's getting better. And Doc, we got some things to really chop up this evening.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am super excited because today we literally are going to talk about a topic that, man, everyone on the planet needs to hear. And I'm talking about the high cost of incivility. The high cost of incivility. Now, you've heard us talk about civility, but this night we are going to be talking about the high cost of incivility and how it affects us all. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
You know, when you think about incivility, just when you think about in the workplace, just in the workplace, Dr. Lou Baer, a civility leader, has co-authored a book called The 30% Solution. In this book, she talks about how business profits, 30% of those are lost because of incivility profits. So what is this I'm talking about? Say an employee walks in angry in the morning to work. Say the first person he greets, he has a bad attitude. Now he turns that person's bad attitude. So the other person has a bad attitude. That person goes to meet a customer with a bad attitude. So that person, that one person that walked in just affected the productivity of two others and a customer. Mm. So see, people are not catching the high cost of incivility. And you see, when you imagine a business that is losing 30% profit off the top because of incivility. Professor, are you hearing me?
Yes, I am. And I'm loving it because I can almost guarantee you most people haven't heard it from this lens or this level. Yes, a bad attitude can literally change the altitude of an organization or institution. One person's bad day can mess up the production and the performance for an entire shift. I hope that these people are picking up what we're putting down. So when we talk about incivility, it happens in so many different facets and so many different forms. What are we saying today? There is a high cost of incivility, and we want to make sure that we get to the root and the bottom of it, because every seed produces after its own kind. Back to you, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Wow. Well, and you know, I want to bring a scenario. A house divided can't stand. Mm. So when you think about hate, when you think about division, first of all, it destroys the house. Mm. And then the hate will destroy you personally. Mm. It'll destroy your physical house. Because what happens, there's a high cost to manage anger. Mm. There's a high cost of holding anger inside. Think about if you're ever angry at someone and the other person's walking around fine. But when you see them, man, on the inside, your blood pressure goes up, everything happens. So now that has affected you physically. Mm. So I don't think we understand yet the high cost of just let's take George Floyd. What took place in his murder, an emotional moment. What's the high cost of that? What's the high cost of one man with one emotional moment that killed someone and changed the course of history in the world? So you tell me there's not a high cost for incivility?
Come Professor, on.
Talk to me, Professor B.
Man, as I sit back and I really think about that, you know, when we talk about incivility and its high cost, man, I can't even fathom what the world has experienced amongst what has happened to our dear brother, George Floyd. and how that thing shot across the globe, not in a state, not just in a city, but across the globe. So when we talk about one act, you know, many times we've discussed the power of one on our show. Mm-hmm. But one act of incivility can change the trajectory of a society.
Wow.
One act. And as we begin to talk and think about these acts, let's look at this. I'm talking about a nasty attitude or a nasty note that you send to someone can literally have a ripple effect in that person's, watch this, family, which then will have an effect in that person's neighborhood, which then can have that same effect in that person's community. Like when we talk about this COVID economy, right? And they came up with the phrase or the term contact tracing. What if we could show the tracing of incivility? You have a father or you have a wife that goes in, or mother that goes into work. And because of how they were treated incivil at work, not only does it affect the employees that he or she works with, not only do they now have a bad ride home, right? Wow. Not only do they end up getting possibly in road rage or car accident or whatever the case may be, they now take that incivil act that was done to them home. Now their kids have to deal with them being seen or acted incivil against. And then if I can, because we're grown folks, now after the kids have gone to bed, that spouse has to deal with that incivility when it should be time for connection and cuddling or whatever. That one act of incivility has carried all day and possibly night long. So don't tell me that the high cost of incivility is, watch this, unseen. Because you're feeling it and you're dealing with it on a phenomenal level, whether you understand it or not. It is happening. It is happening. What are your thoughts, sir?
Wow. And you know what? Let me tell you what one of the effects is it's a principle of sowing and reaping.
Mm.
So now incivility is multiplied.
Yeah.
You actually sow it to me. That person sows it, and then it comes back. Mm. So it's simple to look at this principle. Get angry at someone. Mm. What's going to happen? They get angry back at you.
Back at you, right?
So and then it goes on and on and on. So what happens is actually what's taking place, Professor Burnett, is we've created an environment, a world with incivility dominating.
Come
because
on,
if we look at the principle of sowing and reaping, who's cutting it off? Who's saying no? Look at the angry videos on Facebook where people are losing it, and I'm going, you mean to tell me this caused this one? So people, that there's an environment of incivility, and that environment does good nowhere because are you catching what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because as you're walking around in the supermarket and you're happy and somebody in the meat aisle has a bad attitude and you say, excuse me for what? And now you're or please, you have to get 6 inches from me.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude. And I'm just going, man, the high cost of incivility is, look, again, back to George Floyd. The one act, be the consequence is good, bad, or indifferent. What has happened is our nation and nations of the world have watched statues be thrown, have watched rioting and looting, of which we are no proponents of.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we can't control the components because there's a high cost when incivility is not checked.
Wow.
So we owe to check incivility when we see it. Say, no.
Absolutely.
This here, if this goes on. So see, and people want to dress it up. I'm like, no, you can't dress up the act of incivility.
Come on now. You
can mask it, but it is what it is.
It's what it is.
And there's a cost that's so great with that, Professor Burnett.
I love the way that you said that you can't dress it up because it is what it is. We have to call a spade. We have to see it for what it is and make sure that we tackle it front and center right away. You know, one of the things that I love, you know, being able to travel around the world, you see so many different cultures. You see so many different thought patterns and processes and mentalities. And in a lot of places, how they would say, we're not going to put up with that here. We cut that thing right now at the root so that it can't grow here. And then you go other places where things are just, you know, they're taken out of context and they go on and on and on and on. And you're like, why didn't we just take care of that right away? Why would we let that fester? Why would we let that simmer? Why would we let that begin to smoke, right? So one of the things that I challenge everyone, as you're listening to the show today, I want you to ask yourself a few questions. What is the high cost of incivility?
Wow.
What is the high cost of incivility? Man. I've always shared this principle everywhere that I go, Sir Clyde Rivers, and it's that NEF principle. It's the N-E-F. That's name, emotion, and feelings. If you take the name, emotion, and feelings off of something and you're watching it on the big screen, and you would say to yourself that that is foolish, that is dumb, why did they do that? Then it should be the exact same thing when you put a name, emotion, or a feeling to it. That name may be yours. That name may be a parent. It may be a good friend. It may be a business partner. That name can be anything. Then when you attach the emotional aspect to it, but I love this person. That's great that you love them. You still said that that would be dumb. That would be stupid.
Yeah.
That is insensitive or whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter how much you love that person. And then when you start attaching feelings to it, that's where things kind of get muddy. So let's look at some examples, if you would, of incivility. Like we said, you know, sending nasty or demeaning notes, talking about someone behind their back, emotional put downs or let downs, right? Disrespecting workers or commenting about people because of their race or their heritage or their weight or whatever, gestures and proven disrespectful behaviors, right? Let's talk about accusations. Now, man, we can go on and on, but like nowadays, you know, the young kids would call it a Karen. Where they're out and they're looking for a reason to call the cops just to mess things up or to make someone feel uneasy or to give themselves more authority and power over someone else. And we've got to make sure that when we think of incivility, incivility can even be in the form of an accusation.
Yeah.
It can be in the form of, you know, when you're talking about somebody professionally, when you're talking about their competence, man, all of this stuff can be seen as acts of incivility. So what I challenge everyone to do is ask themselves that question. What is the high cost of incivility? And am I being a part of being incivil?
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, we all need to be more civil. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
That's powerful because in Dr. Lou Baer's book, she said data showed that the average person was facing 3 incivil acts against them every day.
Come on now.
So can you imagine having 3 acts of incivility every day against you? Mm. And then the average person doesn't have the emotional intelligence enough to understand, hey, let me cut this off. This is going nowhere.
Yeah.
Now watch this. You know, because I always think in terms, what are the solutions?
Come on now. Yes.
One of the things that I know is a solution, and this is something that I had to create my own self. I had to create another lane in my thinking to process information.
Mm.
And I'm going to explain about that. A former athlete, I was taught to win everything. Well, so the minute that it would go to a certain level, I would try to win. And you're not every argument or every, excuse me.
Bless you.
Every incident, you're not supposed to win.
Come on now.
some actions are meant to be listened to.
Mm. And
because there is no win. If we don't win, I don't win.
Come on now.
So people have to understand that, great, okay, business owner, you're the boss. You come in and say, hey, you have a bad day. You come in and you make that employee do what you say. Okay, he's going to do it. But well, how's he going to affect the other part of your team?
Mm-hmm.
How's he going to affect your bottom line that day?
Yes.
Because of incivil acts. And this is why we just finished a book, Race Conversations and Dialogue.
Yes.
And this is another thing that's heightened right now in America and around the world. And people are at both ends of the spectrum.
Mm.
And there's a lot of energy in that conversation.
Mm.
Just a lot of emotion and a lot of energy. And I say, look, there has to be a day where there's a vehicle that's created to dialogue.
Yes.
Because dialogue is the only way forward. And there has to be a grid to understand, how do we work through this?
Mm.
How do we create a vehicle? Even and here it is. And at times, that's going to be a no agreement, but I got more knowledge and I can be civil to you.
Mm.
Because the high cost of incivility is buildings burning, is looting, is that's a high cost, and you actually really can't expect emotional people to do things logically.
Come on!
So there's a high expectation that people have on people that are angry.
Yes.
So I look at it. I go, look, are you hearing me, Professor? Go ahead, mm-hmm. Professor. Over to you.
No, I absolutely love it. I mean, that makes so much sense, and I don't think people are really understanding what we're saying. You're asking people who are at a heightened emotional level to think logically. That's an oxymoron. That doesn't make sense, right? So the question is, what are we actually saying? And what are we actually doing? Because those are two different things. How do we make sure, like you said, in terms of solutions, let me share it this way. You were talking, and this is what I heard. Listening is a part of being civil. Not listening is a part of being incivil. Oh. Interrupting someone is a part of being incivil. Well, allowing someone to speak is a part of being civil, right? Speaking with consideration instead of speaking from a condescending place. You see how these things go hand in hand. So when we start asking ourselves, well, incivility, I mean, what's incivility? We're giving you real world examples, but also we're giving you true live solutions. Forgetting to share and give credit when there's a collaborative work. That's incivil, right? Wow. Like, think about that type of stuff. Many people don't see it from that perspective because they're living in a way that, oh, that's okay. No, we have to correct it immediately. We have to correct it immediately. Why? Because watch this. It's a statement that I've always made. I say, what gets tolerated gets perpetuated. And it's the exact same thing when we're talking incivility. If I allow you to treat me indecently, every time you see me, that's how you're going to treat me, because that is the way I've allowed you to do so.
Yeah.
So we've got to stand up and set up a new standard that says civility is the only way, civility for all. And when we see that and we operate from that perspective, life begins to look a lot different. When you walk into a workplace, will you edify, will you empower, or will you tear down and speak down to the people? Because here's what I want to share with all the business owners out there. You are only as successful as the consumers who consume your product. I'm going to let that sit for a moment.
Come on.
You are only as successful as the consumers who are consuming your product. So don't get it twisted and think that you're higher, you're above, you've got this big head thinking that everyone is supposed to cater to you, where in actuality, you were here to serve, produce, and serve. So when we see life from those two perspectives, producing and serving, now we start thinking on a civil level instead of in civil. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Because every business that fails is an internal work.
Come on.
You know, as a business owner, if you have people on the front line and you have great communication, the ones on the front line are going to tell you when your business is changing.
Come on now.
They're going to say, hey, look, man, we got competition here. These guys are doing this. But then what ends up the high cost is when you fire them and they know your system, you go across the street to your competition.
Yeah.
So see, again, that's a high cost of your information, your strategies just walked out the door to the competition. So people have to rethink the game. Mm-hmm. They have to rethink the game. And you know, when the high cost of incivility can easily be understood if people understand a principle that I wrote in the first book I wrote called When Histories Collide. Let me tell you something, man, Professor. People are never going to understand what I walked through.
Come on now.
I can tell them all day. If they have no grid for the information, I'm just telling them something that their mind can't comprehend.
Can't fathom.
That's can't it. Fathom. Mm. Nor can I fathom theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned something. The only way I have the ability to help change someone's mind is they have to listen to me.
Yes.
And I have to listen to them.
Yes.
So I learned that screaming, socking people in the head, that's not the way
right to
change someone's mind.
Come on, sir.
The way to change someone's mind is to have civil dialogue and let them understand who you are and have you understand who they are.
Come on, sir.
That is what it takes to really impact and bring change to the world.
Mm. You know, as you were talking about that, something that comes to my mind is this. You will never know how it feels unless you have walked in my shoes. You can sit and read a book. You can go through an experience. You can go through all of that. But unless you walk that thing with me, and you walk in my footsteps, you will never know how that feels. How do I know? You can have 300 people in a theater experiencing the exact same movie, but all of them walk out with a different experience.
Mm.
Huh? You could be on a basketball team on a bus headed to another location for a game, and every one of those players experienced something different.
Mm.
Although they may be on the same bus, but they're in different seats.
Come on.
That means that the ride is a little bit different.
Come on.
So what I want to share with each and every person that is listening today is incivility is a virus. It's a cancer. And we have to make sure that we eradicate that cancer or that virus. It is time for us to stand up and set a new standard and a new precedence and a new paradigm for people treatment. That's it. It's just that simple. Let me share these three things with you. So number one, you've got to learn how to train yourself and your team how to resolve conflict. Watch this. And when to speak up against it.
Ooh. Ooh.
You've got to train yourself and your team members how to resolve conflicts and to speak up against it when it happens. That's speaking up against incivility, folks. The next thing that I want to share with you is you've got to learn how to practice this conflict resolution. How do you practice it? When issues arise, use the conflict resolution skills that you've come together and learned how to use. Most people who are working with groups, they should have some type of baseline in which they all believe and they all will watch this, will work on.
It's good.
So that when you're having a bad day, I can remind you, this is the protocol, remember?
It's really good.
And this is how we should do X, Y, or Z. That's how this works. Each one, teach one. Each one, reach one. And then, you know, when you're dealing with other people, you need to ask people some simple things like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And don't say it in passing. Because if you ask, you got to be prepared for the answer.
Yeah, come on. Right?
So you got to be prepared to listen.
Come on.
Right? And then when you ask people how they are doing, not only do you wait for the answer, after they're done, give a response. See, the art of education is repetition. The more that you do something, the better off you become at that thing that you do simply by sheer experience.
Wow.
So when you're complimenting something, or when you're talking to people, or when you're operating in conflict resolution, you get better simply by doing it more. So the more civil that we all become, the better our world will be.
It's really good.
That's what we're telling you today. I don't want you to get caught up in just what you're hearing. I want you to go practice it. I want you to take this to your workplace. I want you to take this in your homes and at your dinner and coffee tables and begin to practice being civil. Because that's how we change our world, one small step at a time. What are your thoughts, Sir Claude Ruby?
Wow. As we close, Professor, there's a component that I think we can't miss any longer. There's a spirit of every conversation. And let me explain. Sometimes you know when you're talking to someone and they're open to hear.
Mm.
And you know other times you're talking and they aren't open to hear.
Come on now.
So you have to gauge the spirit of the conversation and know when to make input and when to make a deposit and when to make a withdrawal. and this is what I tell people. If you haven't made deposits, you can't make withdrawals.
Well, so say that again.
If you haven't made deposits into people, if you haven't made good deposits, you can't make any withdrawals. So make sure that you always sow the spirit of good, of kindness and respect, which is civility in action, and you can make withdrawals. Yeah. People are trying to make withdrawals, but they haven't made deposits and the account.
Lord help us. Come on.
Over to you as we close.
Come on. Listen, I need you to fill up your tank and don't let your tank get depleted. That means you need to make constant deposits of civility. Do good simply because you can. Do good because it will help someone else do better. Do good in your household and watch how it affects your neighborhood, your community, your world. Man, I'm telling you, this is the time. Let me say, and you've heard us say this several times, civility is the engine that runs our world. Civility. So please, ma'am, please, sir, as you're listening to us today, I want you to ask yourself the question, what is the high cost of incivility? And what can I do to be more civil? You know what we always say here? We're bringing you civility from a 360-degree angle because we believe that civility needs to be in action, not just in word, but also in deed. So we thank each and every one of you for listening in to Civility 360. We know that you've been chiming in to all of the summits that we've been having. Man, Sir Claude Rivers, that Challenge Champions and Heroes National Awards Day ceremony and the way that things, and man, I'm talking Dr. Robin Lococo is a phenomenal young lady making big impact around the globe.
Yes.
Can you believe what she has started has now circled the globe and is making great strides all around us? I'm so excited and I'm so proud of the work that she has done. Challenge Champions and Heroes, we salute you.
Absolutely. Come on, she is truly someone that is doing her passion. Her passion is to make sure special needs are included, not just included, but included with equity.
Come on.
So we honor Dr. Lococo in a big way.
Yes, yes, yes. So blessings to you once again. If you've missed any of the summits, you can go right to civility360.com and pull that up. You can go to our YouTube channel and watch all the town halls, the summits, and everything that we've been doing. Remember, we're your place for all things civility, where we bring civility, influence, and action all together.
Yes.
So you all have a great one. Until our next show, we look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and peace to you.